Super stuff in Bez and Bez. Share mem.
Bez. Zok the Egel Mishneh. And noise is the Ish of the Matzah of Besulim. Man marries a woman, doesn't find Besulim. Loi Matzah of Besulim. Surprise. He marries Misha Estani Nasti. And it's the Abchusadeo. She says, Misha Estani Nasti. And it's the Abchusadeo. It happened afterwards. Misha Estani Nasti. It happened from the after the Kiddushim, before the Nisuin. He says it happened before, and therefore my mekach is mekach tois. We will lose our name. Menes, shumalam, loy mi pion uchoyim. El areizu bechezkas bulat shel tisaris v'tasa at shel avi right. Look for what does it mean? Loy mi pion uchoyim. We don't live based on our word, because the Mishnah in Avos says al shlosh dvar ma'olam oimer ala emes v'al shalom v'al mishpat. It has to be emes. We the world we live, we stand. Loy mi pion uchoyim. We don't live based on our words, because we're choishesher for not necessarily being emes. So what she's suggesting, she's saying Misha Estani Nasti, because it happened after the Erusin, therefore it's your problem, and therefore I get my ksuba. Rabbeinu Chananel brings a raya from over here. We see from over here Mikan Muchach Sheish Ksuba La Rusa. Tosis Rid, I'm sorry, they're both always on the side of the Gemara. I get them confused. Mikan Muchach Sheish Ksuba La Rusa Umishas Sheirson Ischay Beksuvasa Betanai Bezdin. What's the raya? His raya is because if the ksuba only comes after she's a nesua, so what is her time to help if she's saying, oh, it happened after the erusin? How does that make that now she gets a ksuba if the ksuba only starts by the nesuin? That's the chayra, the raya of the Tosfos Rid. The kash is on the Rambam, because the Rambam paskins that only a nesua gets a ksuba, not an arusa. The chayra, how does the Rambam learn on our Mishnah? The chayra is the kash is mer from the Rambam. The ma'ase, the Gemara in Bab Metzia Daf Yud Zayin brings a whole shayla: is there ksuba la arusa, not a ksuba la arusa? The chayra, according to the Tosfos Rid, the Gemara should bring a raya. What should the Gemara's raya be? Our Mishnah. Why doesn't the Gemara bring a raya? So the Sukkas David says not only is this a raya kenega the Rambam, so Ken goes on is a raya to the Rambam. Why is that? Because what does the Gemara say? What's the time of the issue? The issue says Mishra Stani Nenasti v'nestapcha sadehu. Nestapcha sadehu means in your field got ruined. That does that mean that it's your bad luck? So it's your bad luck. Why does the Gemara have to say it's your bad luck? If the pshat is, I already sold you something, and then it broke, so then who's taking the loss? The person that bought it already, obviously, because it's yours already. I don't have to say it's your bad luck. I don't have to say it's your fault. So why does the Gemara have to say, why does she have to say Nistapchu Sadeu? She should just say it happened after the Ksuba is already Chal, and I'm sorry, you're Chayv the Ksuba. Chayv Ksuba started when I was in Arusa. When I was in Arusa, I was a Basula. You're Chayv 200. It happens afterwards. It's not, there's nothing to do. So Andrabba, somehow it's Mashma that you have to come on to this Taina of Nistapchu Sadeu. So Rabbi Isai, it might depend on what the Taino Nistapchu Sadehu is. We saw on Daf Beis Amud Aleph. Rashi's pshat seems to be it's your problem, and Tosfos' pshat seems to be it's your bad luck. If you say all he's saying is it's your problem, then Nistapchu Sadehu makes a little bit more sense to us. It's like, listen, this is your problem. It's not my problem. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying the fact is, this is your problem. Just like we said on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Ki me hayoy my nimu tell us alecha lozun. Listen, the chiv. What did Rashi say on the Beis Amud Aleph? The chiv is only started already. I'm sick now. Okay, it's your problem. The chiv started already. So it's over here. Chiv ksuva started already. It was only say afterwards. Your problem. According to Rashi, the lashon estapchu sadehu doesn't carry so much weight. All it's saying is, listen, this is your problem. So what would you say to a person if he bought something and afterwards he bought the thing broke?
Your
estapchu sadehu. Your problem.
Why is it in our Mishnah?
In Akhanami, then the Lashon is just saying it's your problem, it's all it's saying. Maybe it's coming to Gufa tell me that the Chiv Ksuba started already. She's saying the Chiv Ksuba started. Maybe.
Who says
but according
to the Chiv Ksuba?
What?
Who says we're talking about the Chiv Ksuba? She's just saying it's your bad luck that I was a Basula and all of a sudden now I'm not.
But what's irrelevant? What's it relevant?
I wanted a besula.
What are we talking about here? What are they coming to Bezdin for? They're coming for the money, for the ksuba. That's what they're talking about. This is the entire. This is about the din Torah, about the money. We're talking, do we believe her, do we believe him? What does that believe? It's just a question of, we're talking about the mammon here. That's the discussion. However, according to Tosfos, that Tosfos said, Nistab Chosadeh is saying it's your bad mazel. The Chayra, what are we talking about bad mazel over here? If it's already his chiyuv, it's not to talk about whose mazel it is. So the Emes says, the Tosfos Rosh asks a different question here. Tosfos Rosh asks the Kasha. He says that why is it on Daf Beis Amud Aleph we were nistapek by chol ahu chol sehi whether or not you could say nistap chusadeu? Over the Gemara isn't sure. Can you say nistap chusadeu? Do you not say nistap chusadeu? And over here it seems to be very clear that if it's Mishra Estanin and Asti, you could say nistap chusadeu. We spoke about this shaila on Daf Beis. Remember numerous different cases where we did say mazlo garam, said it's mazlo garam. If she kills her husband a few times, then it's her mazel. If something happens to her, then it's his mazel. What this defines whose mazel is what? Over here, it seems to be very clear. We could blame it on his mazel. It's mazel gorm. What's the pshat? Says the Tosfos Rosh, one of his terutzim. He says, I'll tell you why. Being that over here, already, we've passed the Zman Erisin, so already, she's already mechuyev, he's already mechuyev in the ksuba, so for sure, it's going to be his mazel. But it's a pele. If you're ready, chuyv in the ksuba, you don't have to come onto it. It's your mazel. Just say, look, you're chayv in the ksuba ready. You know, who cares if it's mazel, not mazel? The chiyuv started. The Tosfos Rosh is learning as follows. It doesn't mean that the chiyuv mamish is here ready. What we mean to say is that the chiyuv, the person is meshabin himself in the ksuba if she's a besula b'shas erusin. If she's a besula b'shas erusin, it'll be meshavin himself from the shas of the nisuin. In other words, the chiyuv ksuba really starts b'shas the nisuin. But what is the, when I say I want a besula, what does he mean I want a besula? I want a besula that an isha was a besula b'shas erusin, and then I'll give her a ksuba b'shas nisuin.
Why would the ksuba have to start from Erison? Like, what's the difference? So what, if he gets divorced without living with her and she's still a ksuba?
If he gets divorced without living her, then he's not going to give her any ksuba. Why? Because the Rambam says there's no ksuba to a nesua, to an erusa. But if she gets married and she was a besula, b'shas, the Erison, so then he's going to have to give her a ksuba. Because the kilo he's locking her in for the ksuba b'shas erisin. What is erisin, Rabbi Isai? Erisin is preparation for nisuin. So he is kilo. He's reserving this woman to marry her. So what's he reserving? He reserved a besula. So he committed to a besula. If she was mezana afterwards, she doesn't get ksuba b'chlal. But if, maybe because she was mezana, but if it was merestanina and nasty, so the mice, you got a besula. You locked in a besula. You got what you bargained for. So therefore, the chayra, it's not a raya, not like the Rambam in our Mishnah. Kolponim, what does Rashi say? Says Rashi, when she's, according to Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Armim Ne'emena, says Rashi, Kasalka daitach mishum debari v'shema bari adif. But say, I'm not familiar with a place that Rashi does this. But Rashi tells you, ahav amina. Now let me get it clear. Sometimes Rashi will explain the Mishnah according to one of the pshatim in the Gemara. And maybe we'll slug up that pshat in the Gemara. But Rashi will explain it as if that's the pshat. Rashi just wants to get you through the Mishnah. But I never saw Rashi tell you, there's a hav amina that this is pshat. Why are you telling me there's a hav amina that this is pshat? It's just going to confuse me. You're not telling me the pshat. You're saying, this, people thought this was pshat. What is Rashi doing? Kasal kadaitach, dimishum bar yishem bar yodif. I'd be happy if Rashi says bar yishem bar yodif. Even though the Gemara is going to challenge that, maybe it's for a different reason, maybe because of this. Okay, but in the meantime, I can at least read the Mishnah. Rashi just wants you to get through the Mishnah. You get to the Gemara when you get to the Gemara. But to throw you just to throw you something that's confusing, they thought it's Bar Mishema, but it's not. So then,
what?
No, those are
Rashi's Tavletos. To be true. Rashi goes through Gemara. Rashi's Tavletos thinking this is the Pshat and comes up in the Gemara. That's not true.
In, when we're in a Gemara at that stage, Rashi will say that because Rashi is coming to tell you what the Gemara is now proposing. But we're not proposing anything over here. It's just a Mishnah.
No, I mean, what you would think in the Mishnah.
Why is Rashi telling you what would you think? What's he doing? When we're at a stage in the Gemara that the Gemara is now going to challenge it, so Rashi says this is what we thought because Rashi's at that stage in the Gemara where we're having that thought.
So that's when we read the Mishnah, that's what
you
think.
So just say, sometimes you'll see Rashi be mefarish the Mishnah like a Havamina. And he'll just say it. Why? Because Rashi just wants you to like get the simple pshat in the Mishnah. But what's Rashi telling us? There's going to be confusion later. I don't know, I'm not sure. I don't know if we ever find Rashi do that. Rabbi said, Adrab, if you could find such a Rashi, I'm very happy to find it. I'll call upon him. We'll have to see. What does Rashi say later? The Shita Mekubet says is Medayik in Rashi. Rashi doesn't seem to be saying anything. That seems to be the same exact lashon of the Mishnah. So you have to know where they put the dots in, who put the dots in. You know, sometimes the dots are you know, when someone decided there was a Zetzer, the person that, Zetzer means the person that, the printer, and he decided where to put dots in. The dots, Rashi didn't have dots. It's even a whole controversy if Rashi had Dibra Maschus Bechlau. Who put in the Dibra Maschus, it's not so clear. But the dots for sure were not from Rashi, I'm pretty sure. So, so you have to know what Rashi, but there's nothing here at all. In the, it's just quoting the end of the Mishnah. What's Rashi saying? So the Shita says Rashi's making one subtle change from what it says in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Harezu Bechezkas Beula. Rashi's changing it. Harezu Bechezkas Sheniv Allah. Shaila is, what's the difference? Be'ula is that she's a cheskas of being a be'ula. Cheskas shenivala is she's in a chazaka that she had bia. Having bia makes her a be'ula.
She earlier on said she could have both a cheskas be'ula and a cheskas
shenivala.
So, I'm not sure. So the difference is, right, let's just try to identify the difference, that the Mishnah seems to be talking about the person, and Rashi changes it to be talking about the act. The Mishnah seems to be talking about the person as a Cheskas Be'ula. She is Becheskas, that's her. It's a definition on the person. Rashi seems to change it to on the act. We have to figure out what that nafkamina is. Akopanim zok the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Itmar mana libiadecha v'aloyimer eini yoideya. Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri Chayiv, Rav Nachman, Rav Yoichan, Amri Potter. A person says, you owe me $100. The other one says, I'm not sure. Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri Chayiv, Rav Nachman, Rav Yoichan, Amri Potter. Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayiv, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Rav Nachman, Rav Yoichan, Amri Potter, Uki Memoina, Vechezkas Mori. So we have a machloikis over here, which classically is referred to as a machloikis, Bari Vashemi Bari Adif, or Bari Vashemi Lav Bari Adif. But they don't actually say it that way, Rabbi Yisai. The way they say the machloikis is, the first mandamer of Yudan Ravuna say, Bari Vashemi Bari Adif, Nachum Yochan, it says, Uki Memoina Bechezkas Mori. So apparently, the machloikis is because we're in this situation of having Bari Vashemi facing off against Cheskas Mori. So there's a machloikis here. You have to know what's the yisoid of machloikis. Is the yisoid of machloikis that Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda, they are very, very fond of Bari Veshema, more fond than Rav Nachman and Rav Yoichanan or Bari Veshema? Or is the machloikis that Rav Nachman and Rav Yoichanan are very fond of Cheskas Mori? Apparently it's because we have this conflict. Who's going to overpower who? But what would be, for example, if you had a Bari Veshema and there was no Cheskas Mori? What would be the din? Everyone would agree. Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. There's a statement furish in the Ramban that the whole machlokes is when you have Bari Veshema kineged Cheskas Mori. Then we hold Bari. So everyone really agrees in a vacuum, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. The Shaila just is when there's a face-off between Bari Veshema and Cheskas Mare. So you have to know what the Yisoyin HaMachloikas is it that Rav Yehuda Rav Huna are big Chasidim of Bari? Or is it because Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan are big Chasidim of Cheskas Mare? That we'll have to see. I call upon him. We can ask another kashi here, Rabbi Say. The kashi is, the Achronim actually asked this question. Every time you have a Shema, why don't you believe him with a migu that he could have said, Bari. The Shema has a migu. He could have said, Bari. And if he would have said, Bari, what would have been? What's Bari of Bari?
Nothing.
For sure he wins. If he's the Mari Kama. If he's the Cheskas Mari. So he loses because he's a Shema. Should have a migu that he's a Bari. That migu, he could have said Bari.
Does he swear?
Migu, how could he say Bari?
Maybe you don't say migu the Hazza.
Why? Say, I know for sure. I don't need money.
Migu the Hazza, you don't say
migu the Hazza.
Believe me, because if I wanted to lie, I could have said Bari.
Is
a migu.
Migu the Hazza, lie, man.
Migu de ha'aza loyamrinan. I hear. Makir b'shikra.
This migu can't be by the migu of our Mishnah. It's only by the case of Manu Yeviot.
Mishnah, how is a child going to be?
Okay, and you're not talking about our Mishnah. Right. The boy says, why does he not have migu? Well, I will deal with that. We'll have to deal with whether it's a shvu or not. Why does he not have migu? This is a trick question, Rabbi Yisai. He's a Shema. So he should have a migu that he could have said Bari. What's the answer? What do you mean?
How could he have said Bari?
No, not in the Mishnah.
He could have said Bari. If I wanted to lie, I could have said Bari.
Why? What do you mean? Look at that.
He's not
telling the truth. He's not telling the truth.
You have to get the right nusach to answer this kash. Hold on. The question again. Well, hold on a second. Question again. Every time Bari v'shema, we're saying according to the mandamar Bari, other if that Bari's going to win, he's going to take money away from the Shema. Why doesn't the Shema win? Because he has a migu. Migu. If I wanted to lie, I could have said Bari. What? Bari, you win. You say, I owe $100. I say, I do not owe you $100. You're not going to get my money. But if I'm a Shema, then you get the money, because Bari Vashema, Bari Yodif. Why doesn't every Bari Vashema win? The Shema should be able to keep his money, because he's a Migu. I could have said Bari.
He's over here, he can't say no for sure.
And not the case of the Mishnah,
the
case of
the
Gemara.
He could have lied. What do you mean? So, Tuli's getting close to the Pshat. The Pshat is basically like this. See, he has a Migu. What's the Migu? We believe you. That you don't know. So you want us to believe you don't know? We believe you don't know. What happens when you don't know and he does know? Bari v'shema, Bari Yodif. Usually when we have amigos up chat, believe me that I deserve the money because I said X. Over here, I'm not saying I deserve the money. What am I saying? I'm a Shema. So I'm saying Shema. So it's not going to work, Kachatayna, over here, because I'm not tithing anything. I could take the Kachatayna to another Taina, but if I don't Taina, Kachatayna doesn't help me. If I say I should, you know.
Then that's saying you don't have amigo.
Okay, it's, that you're just dealing with Kachatayna. Kitzer Abay Zai, over here, Zol Zain, that he has a migu, but migu's not going to help you because you're tithing Shema. This is a very, very important knetch. I'll show you why soon. But look,
the migu is
right. Yeah, so that's what Mordechai was saying. If you go with Rabbi Chanan's migu, so then Stamos of the Kasha doesn't start because I didn't say another Taina. So only if I say another, you have to say. In other words,
the migu is what I'm trying to claim. I would have won.
Right.
You would have won with that claim, but it's not what you're trying to accomplish.
I get that. What
would Migu say? He's saying, I don't know. He's saying, I don't know. Now he has a Migu. If I wanted to lie, I could have said, I'm bari that you don't owe the money. So do we believe him?
Yes.
Yes, but does it help? Now we believe you that you don't know, but we also believe him that he does know. Bari v'shema, bari adif.
How can we believe the other guy that you know if you believe in any of them?
We believe Reuven that he doesn't know, but we believe Shema that he does know. So Reuven says he doesn't know. Do you believe me? I don't know. Yes, we believe you. But I have a migul. Great, we believe you. You don't know, but when you don't know and he does know, bari v'shema, bari adif. The migul is not going to help you. Bichlal, at the moment.
He's a Shema, like we believe the other guy.
What?
Since he's a Shema, we believe the Bar. We go to Bar. He could have said a Tana that he would have believed, that he would have won. If he was a bari, he would have won, right?
If he was a bari, he would have won, but he's not a bari, and he's not saying he's a bari. He's saying, if I would have lied, I could have said that I'm a bari. Therefore, believe me, I'm telling the truth. I believe you're telling the truth.
I believe that I got the money, because I could have lied.
But you never said, you don't say you're getting the money. You're not saying, I have a reason to say that I get the money. I'm just saying I'm a Shema. We can't, you don't tell Bezna what to do. What's the law? Bari v'shema, bari adif. What's the law? If we have Aiden that he's a Shema, what's the law? Bari v'shema, bari adif.
Still
Bari Adif. So now I have a Migu that I'm a Shema. Bari v'shema, Bari Adif. You don't change anything when you're a Migu.
You win. If you're a Bari, then you win.
But you're not a Bari.
If you're a Bari.
But you're not a Bari. If you were a Bari, you'd win.
You said your original claim is right. So that's, what's your claim? I don't know.
Okay, Rabbi Isai.
Why do we make him swear?
Well, that's the question we're going to get to. Good. We're going to get to that. Well, that's the question. So Rabbi Isai zokt. Rashi says, according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, Amri Chayov. Chayov means l'shalem. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, Amri Potter, mi l'shalem. Says Rashi, umikol mokoim, abefort, mashbien olei, shvuas hesis, shekenu kidvarov. She'enu yodeya shu chayev loy. Says Rashi, Bari v'shem, according to the man de Omer that holds, lav bari adif, or ukevon cheskas mori. Now this guy is going to walk away without paying. He still has to make a shvuas hesis. What's the shvuas hesis that he makes? Makes a shvua that he doesn't know. Can't make a shvua, it's his money. Why can't he make a shvua that he deserves the money?
He doesn't know.
So what's the shvua that he makes? Any other day. Now, Rabbi said, when a person's chayev a shvua di oraisa, that doesn't fly. You can't make a shvua eini yodeya. I'll give you an example. What's the din? A regular shvua's hesis. This is a shvua midrabbanon. A shvua's hesis is as follows. Let's say you owe me $100, and I say I do not owe you $100. I have to make a shvua's hesis that I don't owe you $100. That's a shvua midrabbanon. Kaifer HaKol, it's called shvua's hesis. What happens if you say I owe you $100? I say I don't know if I owe you $100. Says Rashi, I make a shvua that I don't know that I owe you $100. What happens if you say $100? There's an Eid Elcho that says I owe you $100. And I say, I do not owe you $100. I have to make a Shavuot D'oraisa. It's a different type of Shavuot with like a Sefer Torah and a whole... It's all different dramatics. What happens if you say I owe you $100 and you have an Eid Elcho that I owe you $100? And I say, I don't know?
You can't switch your Machashon.
Then there's a din mitoich. She'enu yachal lishava mishali. Then I have to pay. So Rabbi Isai, there's a very big difference between Shvu D'Oraisa, Shvu D'Rabbanan. Shvu D'Oraisa, apparently, I can't swear any idea. Why can't I just swear any idea? Why can't I swear any idea? What's the pshat? So the chayr of the pshat is as follows. Ken Zayin, the pshat's like this. The Shvu D'Oraisa is because we have a suffix on the mamoin. We have an erech that says you owe the money. And until you do something to prove you don't owe the money, we are concerned that you owe the money. The shvua is on the mamoin. The shvua is on the mamoin. Mona b'miktas is a drora de mamoina. We have reason to think that you owe the money. The shvua is on the mamoin. Masha ein kein, shvua's heses. Shvua's heses is on the taina. That's it. We don't need a shvua on the mamoin. You just need a shvua to support your taina. What's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is as follows.
Who said you carry the shvua
any day on the rest? That's the halach is you say mitay, you don't make a shvua any day. That's what we saw in Tosfos. Chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana. What's the din? Mitaych, why mitaych? I just make a shvua in yodeya. So you see, by the deraisa, you can't make a shvua in yodeya. Why? Because on the deraisa, the shvua is not about the taina. The raisa, the shvua is about the mamain. So I always say, I think the pshat is as follows. The whole din of shvuas hesis, we say, is kedei lahafis daitoi shel hatoyveya. It's all there just in order to, like, this person is a little bit rattled. He says, you owe me the money. Why doesn't he, so he's bothered. He's bothered by the fact that he's not getting his money. So therefore we put a shvua on the nitva in order to calm him down. So any shvua that the nitva makes to back up his claim is going to be enough. That's the hafiz daitai. It's not that we be'etzim have a suffix on the mamain. It's just the hafiz daitai. If that's true, Rabbi Isai, Chayav can answer another question. I have a kasha. Every time a person says, Eini Yodeya. No, it's not going to be shver. Okay, I'll ask the kasha. It's not true. Why does he have to make a shvua? He should be Neman, because he could have said, if he was lying, he could have said,
Bari.
He could have said Bari. So he has a migu.
You don't need a
shvu,
you have
amigo. What? You don't need a shvu, you have amigo. Enochanami, he's not gonna. If you hold Bari Vishema, Bari Adev, for sure, he's not gonna get it. But you hold Bari Lava or Adev. Why does he have to make a shvu, a chayra, he has amigo?
What's the amigo?
It's amigo, if I wanted to lie, I would have said Vadai.
And then what's the accomplishment by saying?
If he would have said Vadai, he would have anyway had to make a shvu. So Irume Komairim, if you would do that in order to get rid of the Shavua, so that's why the Migu is not going to help you necessarily.
You would have to make a Shavua Vada?
Yeah. Sure. Two Vada's also have to make a Shavua Sessus. So the Migu is not going to help. Okay. A Koponim, the Fizeh, we understand a little bit why it's Mashma over here. In the Rashi, that only according to the Mandama that holds Bari Vishema Lav Bari Adif, the Nitva makes a Shavua. What about according to the Mandama Bari Vishema Bari Adif? He's taking Mamayin. Does he have to make a Shavua? Shavuos Hesis. Bari Vishema Bari Adif. If he's taking money, does he have to make a Shavua? Rashi's Mashma, that the one who says Chayiv is Chayiv L'Shalem. There's no Shavua. Potter Mila Shalem. However, he has to make a Shavua. So if you understand the Yisoid of Shavua Sassus is, because we have to be, the Huff is Daito, I know that you owe me the money. I want you to swear to me that you don't owe me the money, or at least swear to me you don't know. Then I understand. But over here, where it's, according to Mandamar, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, the Bari's keeping the money. Does the Shema have any, like, taina over here? He doesn't know. You're saying you owe me the money. Okay, if you're saying you owe me the money, I don't have a taina that you have to make a shavua.
Why not? He's not sure.
Not sure doesn't mean that. So you don't need lahafiz daitai, because I have... When do you lahafiz daitai? When I know for sure you owe me the money. I feel like I'm getting gypped. Hashem doesn't feel like he's getting gypped. He doesn't know. It's very possible, you're right. The shayla is Rabbi Yisrael on the Rambam. If you look in the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis seems to say, the Rambam we gave out, he says, Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel, she'amar ne'emenes, aval yesh lo'i lahashbi'oi shvuas heses, she'emes hi to'enes kedin kol to'en. Rambam seems to say in our Mishnah that even according to Rabbi Gamliel that holds ne'emenes, but he can make a shvuas heses.
Bari?
What?
The Bari has to?
That the Bari has to make a Shavuas Heses. Rabbi Gamliel, Halacha Kramil, Shomer Ne'emenes. Aval Yesh Loi, yes. La'ashbiya Shavuas Heses, She'emes Itoyenes. It seems like we're saying over here that there is a Shavuas Heses over here. And the Maisa, This Shavua is not brought down. The Poiskim don't bring. The Ram Yana Chazak himself doesn't bring it down. The Rambam. Rambam doesn't bring down the Shavua. So the Achronim say there's no Shavua over here because she's going against a Taina Shema. You don't have a Shavua against the Taina Shema. You know, Taina Shema doesn't make you make a Shavua. The Baal is saying, I don't know.
The Mormons are falling off for a Shema.
He's still a Shema. He's still a Shema in our case. So how do you make him make a Shavua? So the Tosis Yom Tov says, because of that, Avada, the Rambam, when it says that there's no Shavua, Yam Yad HaChazaka, it seems to be a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam Pirish Mishnah seems to say there is a Shavua. But the Rambam Yad HaChazaka makes sense and says that there is no Shavua. Because there's no Shavua in a Taina Shema. Comes along the Mefarshim and they say that maybe over here there'll be a Shavua on a Taina Shema. Because this is Shavuos HaNoitlim. And Shavuos HaNoitlim, even on a Taina Shema you're going to have.
Isn't Shavuos HaNoitlim a Deraisa?
Shavuos HaNoitlim is Derabana.
So why shouldn't you have a Taina Shavuos HaNoitlim by...
So even though over here he's a Taina Shema, therefore you're going to have to make the Shavua. What's the Shavua why Shavuos HaNoitlim could go even against the Taina Shema. The Svar is as follows. Shavuos HaNoitlim means that in order for you to take, you have to make a Shavua. No Shavua, no money. I don't care if he's a Taina Shema. Because the Shavuos HaNoitlim means the Shavua is giving me the right to take it. What? He's taking the Ksuba. She's taking the Ksuba. She wants to take the Ksuba. So even though he's only a Taina Shema, you want to take the Ksuba, you have to make the Shavua. No Shavua, no money. No Tiki, no Washi. That's the way it goes. Shavuos HaNoitlim. So therefore, says Achron, that's Shana Ram, even though it's a Taina Shema over here. Over the Shaila is Rabbi Yisai, we're talking about Shavuos Hesis. Shavuos Hesis is not the pshat that there's a suffix on the money. Shavuos Hesis is not the pshat, no tiki, no washi. Shavuos Hesis is not, it's just time you have to be Mahamas your Taina. If there's no Taina, it's Bari, why do I have to be Mahamas my Taina? So Rabbi Yisai, if you look right underneath the Rambam, we have something else, which is Pirush Mishnayis, the Rambam Maduras Kapach. Rabbi Yosef Kapach did Klal Yisrael a big favor, which is that he went and he found the manuscript, the original manuscript of Rambam. The Rambam was originally written in Arabic. He found the original manuscript and he retranslated it. And you find that the person that translated took a certain license in his translation. It was somewhat liberal. And there are few but critical changes in the Rambam. Take a look at the Rambam, the way the Rav Kapach brings the Rambam. Halacha ki Rabbi Gamliel shomer ne'emenes. Avol, yesh lo lashbia shvuas heses im ta'en bari kidin kol taina. So the Rambam does say that the Shavuos Hesis, but he qualifies it. When is there going to be a Shavuos Hesis? If he's tining Bari. So all the Ray, the Tosis Yom Tov, and everyone that's hacking out on the Rambam, it's a Taina Shema and everything, it's because they have the wrong Girsa in Rambam. How could his Taina be Bari? That we'll have to see. Somehow he has a Taina's Bari over here. But says the Rambam, if his Taina is Bari, then she has to make a Shavua. Kedin Kol Taina. But Rabbi Yisai, I have another problem. If he's tining Bari, what happens if a person is Kansa b'cheskas besula v'nimtzis b'ula and she's makrish him? She says it's not true. Who do we believe? Him or her?
Him.
Who do we believe? Him or her?
Yeah.
We believe him. Right? A man says, other than Neman Lafsida Ksumasa. So over here, if she's Makrish him, who should we believe, him or her?
Him.
That's the very next line of the Rambam. The Rambam says, V'im Makrishasai V'amra Besulan Matzani. If she's Makrish him and says, no, I was really a Besula, Hu Neman V'eino Chayiv Shvua Umafsedes Iker Ksuba V'isha Amru Chacham Takana Ksuba. When she's makish him, then he's believed. So if the Rambam is saying he's a Bari, he's coming saying, I know for sure that it happened before. She's saying it happened afterwards. Who should we believe? Him. Why does she make a Shavua? And she's Nemenes. If she's makreshes, what's Pshan and Rambam? I think Rabbi Sayyid Pshat is as follows. Because why is he believed when she says, I was really a Basula, and he says, you're not a Basula, you're a Ba'ula? What is the reason why he's believed? He made his whole Surah for a Basula, right? And he made his beautiful Surah because he's marrying a Basula. He's going to go now say that she's not a Basula and make this whole mess of everything. He's not going to do that. But what happens if either way he's not getting a Basula? The Shaila just is they're not getting a Basula because it happened before or it happened afterwards. But Saivi, she's not a Basula. He's saying you weren't a Basula before. She's saying it wasn't a Basula afterwards. But did he get the Basula that he was preparing for?
No.
No. So if that's the case, then you don't have the Chazakah. The Rambam says the whole vort is because it's chazak and terech b'surim hafsidi. That's why he's neman. In this case, we can have a situation of bari u'bari where there's no chazaka. That's the case of the Rambam. Therefore, she's nemenis with the shavua l'chur. This is pshat in the Rambam. Okay. Vasak Toisvis. Toisvis says, "Hu oimer loiki." Says Toisvis, "Af al gav de besoif haminiach daik midaktani loiki de mairi bebori hacha de lekalemiti tani loiki af al gav de airi b'shema." Toisvis says, "Over here, you can't be mistopic that it means bari. It for sure means shema. So therefore, we don't mind using the lashon of loiki, even though the lashon of loiki sounds like he knows what he's talking about. No, this is what happened. So that sounds like he's a bari." He says, "Yeah, but over here, you can't even think he's a bari. Why can't you think he's a bari?" Says Tosfos HaRosh, "If he knew beforehand that she was already a ba'ula, then it wasn't kamsa b'cheskes b'sula." He was Safar Vekibel. He knew. His whole time is, "I didn't know." Right? If he didn't know, then the Chor is a Shema. But if he's coming and saying, "No, I know for a fact it was Kaidem Shenis Ar Sonen, so it happened beforehand. So you knew before you even started this relationship. You wrote this Ksuba knowing." So that's your problem. That's what the Tosfos HaRosh says. What? So therefore, it's not possible over here a case of Bari U'Bari. The problem is that the Rambam says there's a case of Bari U'Bari. We just read the Rambam. That was Yechiel's question. How could it be a case of bari u'bari? What's the case? So perhaps it could suggest one of two ways. Either the Rambam understands over here, he's called a bari al yedei acher, which means maybe b'shas ma'isa itaka didn't know. He didn't see that it happened beforehand. But afterwards, an ein echad came and told him that that she was, it was kodem shenes arsenensa.
How
is this ein echad? He saw. The Echad saw. He didn't tell me until later. Now that I'm told, so that's called a Bari Al Yedei Acher.
That's a Bari Al Yedei
Acher. What? You're a Bari because you heard him say.
There's a discussion about a concept called Bari Al Yedei Acher. Is that considered a Bari or not? You have to know if that would be enough for him to be considered a Bari, that would be... Yeah, maybe that's what the Rama means. I don't know if that, maybe that you have to deal with what would the Eid Echad do to that, if that would be the case. Maybe the Rama, what? For a Taina, it's enough for a Taina. So that he should be considered a Bari. It's called the Taina's Bari. It's a Bari of the Acher. The Beis Halevi speaks about it in the beginning of Bamatziah and Davdalit. He's not swearing. She's swearing. Akopanim, maybe that's the Pshana, maybe something else. Maybe we're talking about a case where he says he was with her from the entire time after the Erisin until the Nisuin. And therefore he knows it didn't happen. Mishra Stanin and Asti. He didn't see that it happened before. He didn't know that she was a Ba'ula. He just knows one thing's for sure. It didn't happen afterwards. So then obviously when did it happen? Must have did by default it happened before. The Tosfos HaRosh is assuming that he's saying, "I know it happened before. If you knew it happened before, why'd you get involved in the relationship? Must be you knew it, you saw Mekibel." Maybe the Rambam is saying, it's not that I knew it happened before. I just know it didn't happen afterwards. So therefore, by process of elimination, it must have happened before. That's Pshat Rambam. Maybe Tosfos HaRosh doesn't like that because he says, "Lo kiyela misher astani ne'enasti." He's not saying it didn't happen afterwards. He's saying it happened before. That if you're saying bury, that means he's buried. What does the next Tosfos say? It says Tosfos Mana Li Biyadech V'Lama Eini Yodea Pirish Eini Yodea Im Hilvisani Me Oilam Aval Hilvisani V'Eini Yodea Im Praticha Tana Behedya V'Gozo Basur Dechayef. Tosfos says that our sugya Bari V'Shem is only if I don't know if there was ever a chiyuv, but in a case when I know for sure that there's a chiyuv, so then Taka the din is that you're chayiv. Why are you chayiv? The Sukkas David brings two different pshatim on why you're chayiv. Why is that different? Why over here do we say, don't we say, we paskin bari v'shema in general, lav bari yadav. But over here, everyone's going to agree that over here you're going to be chayiv. So there's two pshatim. One pshat is, perhaps the reason is because over here we have a klal called Ein Safik Motzi Mide Vada. You have a Vada Chiyuv over here. Everyone agrees that there's a Chiyuv. If there's a Vada Chiyuv, so then there's a Safik Ein Yodeim Praticha. Over here, Ein Safik Motzi Mide Vada. Maybe that's the pshat. Or the pshat is when you're saying, when do you say that the din is that we don't go baser bari. We say ukimani bechezkas mare. That's only when there's no chezkas chiyuv. But when there's a chezkas chiyuv that is going against the chezkas mamon, the chezkas chiyuv assists the bari v'shema, and then bari v'shema, everyone agrees bari yadav. Perhaps the nafkamina would be, what would be if you have shema v'shema and a chezkas chiyuv? What would you do if you have Shema, Vishema, Cheskas Chiyuv? He doesn't remember. Neither of them remember. We know for sure it was once Chayiv. We both don't remember. You paid back. So there's a Cheskas Chiyuv. We're both Shema, Vishema. So if you say that over here the Cheskas Chiyuv sits the Bari, there's no Bari, then for sure over there you're going to be Potter. But if the word is Ein Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai, it could be over here. We're saying the Maisa, there's a Vadai Chiyuv over here. So maybe over here that'll be enough to make him to be Chayiv. The stuff and just go upon him. Let's start the next Toysis. Safik Moitzi Midei Vadai, if you just wouldn't pay back. We know for sure that there was a chiyuv. We don't know for sure that there was any type of tour. No, it ain't something moitzi midei vadai doesn't mean that the suffix can't take. The suffix doesn't remove the vadai. There's a vadai chiyuv over here. It stays in place. What? We don't clear. What?
This guy is a no. So
we
should clear say that he doesn't know.
That he
didn't not pay him.
What? I don't understand what you're saying. Which guy is
that?
Because we know for sure that there was once a chiyuv. So once we know there's a chiyuv, until we know otherwise, we're going to assume the chiyuv is still there. Ain't something. There's a vada chiyuv over here. Until we know otherwise, you're going to have to pay the money. Ain't suffik. That Shema is a suffik. Okay, Rabbi, so let's start the Tosfos. There's two chalokim to the Tosfos. Some of the Mefarshim say that there's absolutely no connection between the two chalokim and the Tosfos. I'd like to start the first chalok of the Tosfos today and hopefully finish the next chalok of the Tosfos tomorrow. The first chalok of the Tosfos, Be'ikr, is Cheshbon, but there's one big Yesod that comes out of the Tosfos. Tosfos says, Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri Chayef, L'choyra Nira, D'leslei, D'Rabbi Abba, D'Amar Mitoch, Sheneoch, L'Shav, Mishalim. Says Tosfos, I'm about to explain to you why it appears that it's impossible for Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda hold mitoch sheniyach l'shav mishalim. It's impossible for them to hold like Rabbi Abba. Why? The time of the Rabbi Abba mishum the dorish was Hashem tia ben shneiyim v'loy ben shnei ayorshim. Rav Amai learns it from a pasuk what he says mitoch. It's learned from the pasuk of shuas Hashem tia ben shneiyim. And what is the pasuk talking about? Kigoin amar mona la'abba biyad avicha v'amar chamshin yadana chamshin lo yadana. Says that it's the case of that one person is claiming your father owed my father $100. He says back 50, I know my father owed. The other 50, I don't know. Now, classically, that would be a mitzvah b'miktzas. V'avua ki aygav. Now, the father, if he's a mitzvah b'miktzas, and the other F says he doesn't know, mitoch sheniyach l'shav mishalim. So therefore, we say shvuas Hashem tia ben shneihem. Only the father would have to swear and therefore pay, and the children not. That's the case when we have mitoch sheniyach l'shav mishalim. But the chiyuv there is shvuah. Why? Because he said chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, and it's going to be mitzvah b'miktzas. Now, says Tosfos, imana li biyadech avaloyim eni yodeh chayiv, ein kan shvuah. Tafilu hu amer eni yodeh bakol chayef. If you say that anytime you have a bari v'shema, you're chayef. There's no chayef shavua here. I admit 50 out of 50, I don't know. But the other 50, I do know. You don't know, I know. What's the din bari v'shema bari adif? According to my norm bari adif, you're chayef. So that's not going to be a case of shavua. So Rabbi Abba, the only case that Rabbi Abba was able to come up with where you have a kiyum of this pasuk that's teaching us the din mitoich is a case when you have a neoidea. But if you hold bari v'shema, bari adif, that's not a case of shmua. Must be whoever holds bari adif doesn't hold of mitoich. V'teima the beperik yesh noichelim gabi ha'imer ze achai mashma de abaye isla manali bedech olam ein lachob yadi chayef. It seems over there that Abaye holds bari v'shema bari adif. Beperik cheskas abate mashma de isla de Rabbi Abba. So Tosfos has made for us cheshbind out a stira. Chavetz a stira in the shita of Abaye. Says Tosfos v'yesh leimar da'afil l'man da'amar chayiv ikal midrash shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim v'loy ben ayorshim. Tosfos says I can come up with an alternative shvuah of mitoich. You're right, that example that we saw over there won't work according to man da'amar bari v'shem bari adif. I'll come up with an alternative. What's that? Shvuas Hashem tia ben shneim v'loy ben ayorshim. The shneim lo yadi elo she'ed echon meyid. Sheechad chayv lechaveru mana is an einecha that's being made that someone's chayv to his friend mana. So what would be the din by the father? If the father would be avua mitoch sheinech l'shavim mishalim, the father over there would have to pay. But over here, the child doesn't have to. I mean, the father would have to pay because he's chayv a shvua. Over there is not a case where you have a din of bari v'shema bari adif because both the toiver and the nitva are both Shema. So therefore, over there, I would have a case when you could get a chiyuv shvuah on the father that the son doesn't take, and the father can't make the shvuah because father himself doesn't know. Two shemas and an eid echad. And Tosfos says we worked it out. So now Tosfos worked out this mandamar. Tosfos then goes on to ask, I have another stira when I get a Rabbi Yehuda, if he holds Bar Vashem and Bar Yadif, that Beis Hashem will get to tomorrow. Just leave you with the following question, Rabbi Yisrael, which is as follows. What's the din when you have an Eid Echad and a Shema? Can I get a Shema? What's the din when you have an Eid Echad with an Eid Echad? Can I get a Shema? What does Tosfos say? Eid Echad and a Shema? Can I get a Shema? What's the halacha? This person is a Shema. He has an Eid Echad on his side. And then someone else is a Shema. What's the din?
Is an Eid Echad on the Shema or an Eid Echad on the
Shema? The other Shema has to swear. You have a Shema and a Shema and an Eid Echad. The Shema that has is supposed to swear.
Against the
Eid Echad. Midyar Eisa is supposed to swear because he's going against the Eid Echad. Now, what would be if the din, if you would have a Bari against the Shema? According to the, right now we're going, according to this Manda Amar. Just a Bari and a Shema. Who, according to the, right now we're going to the Manda Amar. No, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, right now, they're saying, Schayef. Right? So Bari v'Shema, which is stronger? Bari wins. Eid Echad against the Shema, who wins?
Eid
Echad doesn't win, only with a Shvua. So what's stronger, a Bari or an Eid Echad?
Bari.
I'll do it again. If you have a Bari against a Shema, what's the din?
Bari wins.
Bari wins. You have to make a Shavua?
No.
No. He's Chayef. What happens if you have an Eid Echad going against the Shema? He's Chayef a Shavua.
What, then he gets
now what happens if you have a Bari against a Bari? Is he Chayef Shavua?
Yeah.
Bari against the Bari? Two Baris. You owe me the money. I don't owe you the money. But does he have to make a... what's the din? It's Potter. Shua says Midrabanan. What happens if it's an Eid Echad against the Bari? Shvua Midiraisa. So what's stronger, a Bari or an Eid Echad?
Eid Echad.
But we said before, but a Bari is stronger. Which is stronger, Bari or Eid Echad? I'll do it one more time, Rabbi Isai. If you have a bury against the Shema, we paskin bury, this mandara paskins bury the Shema. Bury Adif, bury wins. You have an Eid Echad against the Shema. What do? You don't win, you have to make a Shmua. Sounds like bury stronger than Eid Echad. But what happens if you have a bury going up against a bury? Bury doesn't win. But an Echad goes up a bury, makes you make a Shmua. Sounds like Eid Echad is stronger than a bury. Which one's stronger?
One's a beer, one's an Emonis. One's a beer, one's an Emonis.
Nice to see you. I'll continue with this tomorrow.